that way anyway.
So we need a motion regarding the chair?
Yes.
I move that you be chair.
I second.
Aye.
Aye.
I'll be chair. We'll call the Rock County Board of Adjustment regular meeting of May 8th, 2017 to order. Do we want to take roll? Just
I can
note who's here.
Okay. Tom Fox, Steve Moore, Laura Clark, Brian Fitzgerald. I'm supposed to say here.
Say here.
He's here.
Here.
Here. Okay. John Tantier, Jeff Gustafson.
Here.
Don Troad.
Here.
And Paul Iver.
Here.
Were there minutes from the last meeting?
There should have been the minutes from January, but I think that sort of fell through the cracks when Watson left.
We'll take a look at them next meeting then, I guess?
Yeah. So probably they'll be.
Yeah.
January ones and the ones from the last meeting should both be on there for the next meeting. Yeah. It's sort of, I think some Watkins left that just kind of nobody really took it up.
Okay.
Watkins isn't here, so blame it on him.
Absolutely.
There you go.
So that was the January meeting and the
The April, whatever it was, meeting has not yet been, I haven't received the corrections back from Chad on that one.
Okay.
But the January 9th ones are posted and they're posted as corrected and it was on the calendar.
Oh, it wasn't?
Okay. Well, at least I thought it was on the calendar.
All right, we'll make sure those minutes, along with these, get to you next time.
Sounds good. And then I do note I talked to Christy, and apparently we're going to reschedule the work session, item three, for a later meeting when we have more Board of Adjustment members here.
That's correct.
So we'll get going with our only item for the night. Petitioner Wayne and Kathy Jacobson, property line setback variance for an existing structure for a property about 5.5 miles north of Steamboat Springs. The proposed setback variance, required setback in AF is 50 feet. The proposed is 22.8 approximately. The applicants are here. You're Wayne and Kathy?
No, I'm Kathy Jacobson.
I'm Steve Ivancy, project manager Jake Strafting, representing both Wayne and Kathy.
I know you look familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been in this room before.
Welcome. Kathy or Wayne, does either one of you guys have want to talk about this application at all? Steve.
Good evening, gentlemen. Steve Ivancy, project manager, Jake Strafting, representing the Jacobsons on this workshop setback variance. I'm sure you've read your packet, and I'll make this short and sweet. The Jacobsons purchased this property in 2013, and it was unbeknownst to them, this workshop, which had been there, on this location since 1994, essentially is in the 50-foot setback. They didn't build it, but it was built by a previous owner who I believe assumed it was an ag structure and just put it up, and I don't even know if he pulled a permit. Alan, I think, has done some research, and I don't believe there was a permit pulled. But what it is that the Jacobsons are trying to bring this into conformance and to get this approved so that it's not an issue anymore so they can continue with their ranching operation. The existing workshop is on the very far right.
I'll do Jim.
That's it there. And if we could show a couple of the pictures, Alan, that you had taken. This is the existing workshop. It is quite large, very well built, and it basically it's sent to the ranch with the barn and the arena on the other side. And just above it is the caretaker unit. This is an example of that crosshatching you see there is the extent the workshop does encroach into this 50-foot setback. This is a long, narrow piece of property. It is, and as you can see here, it's about 25.88 feet on the north side, 22.7 feet to the corners of the existing foundation. So about half of it's in the setback. This area you're looking at here is one of the few relatively level sites on this long meadow. And what they utilize this shop for is the tractors in there, the snow plow, and it's a woodworking shop. And it's central to this whole area where the barn is and the arena. To move it really isn't practical. Why it was sited there is because it's central to the entire ranch operation. It's up high, so they do all their plowing from a higher level down. It's quite steep. It's a steep, narrow access road, and the if it were to be sited anywhere else, it wouldn't be very practical to be able to use it for maintenance and other ranch duties. This is a view looking south towards Elk Mountain, and that fence line basically is the property line. The Jacobsons have contacted and talked with their neighbors. You have a letter in your packet that we received today. And
did you get that?
Ranch
we
West.
Received it today.
It's Ranch West Associates. Sure. Curtis Lester is the caretaker for them. He's
right there. Right. And they did not agree, nor did they want to have a lot line adjustment, which was one of the solutions, but they just didn't go for it. So they sent this letter, and they essentially say that they do not object to granting of this variance because it in no way harms them. They've lived with it for over 30 years. So, in closing, I am here to answer any of your questions. We very much appreciate you looking at this and considering our variance request. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Welcome, John.
Sorry for being late, but the concrete pour this afternoon.
So John Sapes here, walked in about halfway through Steve's discussion. John, I've been nominated chair.
Sure. He drew the short straw.
Anything in general from anybody?
I think that letter explained my questions about their diligence in pursuing the line change.
So, I do have some comments. I'm going to go back to here's the overall property right here. It comes off of 129 right here, and then it's steep. You're gaining elevation the entire way. Here is the owner's residence. Here's the caretaker's unit, and here is the ranch compound. They do have this area for pasture, and then all of this area right here is very steep, and then down to the creek bottom down here. And there is a road that comes down this way, but because of the steepness of this area, staff, after the site visit, determined that it wasn't a practical use of that property. It'd be hard to build on, and then it kind of creates a barrier between the usable land up on the ridge and that land down in the creek bottom and those steep slopes. So staff is recommending approval of this application because of those steep slopes create a narrow lot that and if the structure were built in any of those pastures, it would take away some of the very little viable pasture land that is on the property. And then if it were built in a different location in that compound area, Steve alluded to the fact that it would have created hardships for the plowing, for the circulation between all of those buildings. It would have created an inefficient circulation pattern in that area. The staff has not received any complaints about the structure being so close to the property line. We did receive a letter supplied by the applicant from the neighboring landowner saying that they do not object to this variance. And then the master plan, although it doesn't specifically mention variances, the master plan does support agricultural operations and maintenance of scenic qualities, and the compound area it meets some of the standards that we have for, say, our land preservation subdivision criteria, where you cluster the buildings in one area and you leave the surrounding areas open space to so that you can maintain those scenic and visual qualities. And then the master plan also supports agricultural operations, whereas if the structure was built in one of those pastures, it would have, again, diminished the amount of usable pasture land on this property. So those are all the comments that I have for now.
Alan, what triggered this in the first place? I mean, this building's been there for 24 years, 25 years.
The applicants have applied for a conditional use permit for a wedding venue.
Oh,
and during that process,
that's when it popped up. Okay.
Yeah, so that is a condition of approval of that conditional use permit that they
okay. Okay.
Is this parcel 72 acres? I see that that's correct on here. What percentage of the property is useful for agriculture? Do we know that?
Well, I estimated this meadow here up to the barn and around at about 10 acres. And as you can see, it's quite narrow and long. Mm-hmm. And so I would say it's usable pasture.
Can you scroll up to the top? Then that's probably another 20, 25?
That's 20 acres, but currently with Cal, it was subdivided because it was previously banked, and so it was subdivided into three pieces. Right now, it is not currently usable because of the fact that there is not a fence line on the upper property. It is currently leased to our neighbors, Matt and Christy Felton. And it's also highly inaccessible from the main portion of the property.
This upper area is very steep, though. I think you can see that from the aerial photo.
And I'm not sure all of it's pasture, because there's actually two super steep gullies on there. There's the top portion is the mesa, and it doesn't grow grass currently. As far as it grows some chaparral. It's not highly seeded to the cattle, like cats, if you don't like that. But the bottom left corner of that upper 20, which abuts theirs, actually has some grass area, and so they run their horses on it. So the horses come over and drink water out of our upper creek.
Just to ask, what the primary use of the property?
We actually run cattle in there. Yeah, we have a very small operation. We supply the cattle for Mambo, as far as the beef. It's a small operation. I only run about a dozen head at a time. The Creek Valley actually has some very nice pasture land, so that's usable pasture for us. So I would say, yeah, but that's maybe another 5 acres, but the upper 20 really is very difficult, and I'm not sure it's actually usable. It is currently not being used, and it's not really used as pasture for those horses either.
And just to clarify, the conditional use permit was granted for
yes.
A wedding venue?
Yes. It was granted in October of last year, and we've been working a few months. This being the first petition.
Anything else, guys? You're planning on pulling a kitchen out of there?
Actually, the stove is already pulled out there.
It's already been removed.
So you're converting it from a potential residential use to basically straight-up storage?
The upper story, the kitchen has been removed. It'll be used for light storage. And then the downstairs will be where the tractor is, implements, I believe some freezers for storage of meat, and then the workshop.
That doesn't really create any more conformity, does it? I mean, it's a simple, straight-up structure setback that we're looking at, right?
Yeah, we're not looking at the use of the structure right now. It's just the placement of the structure.
Okay. We should probably review these finding of fact and the conditions. So, you know, maybe discussion regarding the peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties or unnecessary hardship. If this is enforced, circumstances creating the hardship were created through no fault of the appellant or the appellant. Because of the present nonconformity was created in 1994, a property for which a variance is requested possesses an extraordinary and exceptional situation or condition which does not occur generally in other property in the same zone district, in that the site has physical constraint limiting the building envelope. This physical constraint is the steepness of the western portion of the site and the water body at the bottom of the slope. I'm going through this, guys, and I guess if there's any comment or question about any of this, let me know. But I think this kind of is what Linnea was talking about when we did our last meeting. So,
yep.
The variance, if granted, will not diminish the value, use, or enjoyment of the adjacent properties, nor curtail desirable light, air, open space in the neighborhood, change the character of the neighborhood. And no complaints have been received since the structure was constructed. It is not located near any other structures or improvements. The variance is not directly contrary to the intent and purpose of this resolution or the Rouse County Master Plan, as there are no apparent conflicts with Rouse County zoning regulation standards or Rouse County Master Plan policies. I assume everybody here doesn't have any arguments with the fact that these are facts. Any questions or comments regarding the conditions? Building shall comply with all applicable requirements of Rouse County Building Department. I guess on that end, are we going to get an inspection out there? I mean, is Rouse County Building Department involved in this site at all? You had to pull a permit for a wedding venue, right? You're not doing anything with the building department. You don't need to pull a permit to pull the kitchen out of there.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure
but
that...
That's one of the conditions I understand under the conditional use that was granted, that the kitchen be removed.
So I guess for our application this evening, this condition number one doesn't seem to be appropriate. I'm not sure condition number two is appropriate.
I mean, as far as condition number one goes, it's still, I mean, no matter whether this variance is approved or not, it still has to comply with the applicable requirements of the building department. So it's just, we typically like to put those in there just to make the applicant aware of that fact.
Okay. Anything from anyone on conditions?
They're pretty much standard.
Well, if we don't have any further discussion, I guess I'm ready for a motion.
For all of the reasons you just stated, I move that we approve the variance.
I second.
Aye.
I'm sorry, who's the second?
I have a motion for approval with the findings of fact and conditions as stated in the staff report. And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.